customer relationships. Any potential party to a transaction is an unrepresented customer until they become a client of the broker by entering into an agency agreement. When a potential buyer contacts an agent for information regarding a property, he or she is a customer. As the transaction proceeds, the potential buyer remains an unrepresented customer until the broker and buyer enter into an agency agreement. When an agent is talking to a seller during a listing presentation, the seller is an unrepresented customer until an agency agreement is finalized. The best way to create an agency relationship is in writing. Although this is far from the only legal method, it is the preferred method. The written agreement should clearly define the positions of the parties, and the duties and expectations of each. It is the safest way to ensure that both parties understand the relationship and can be very helpful in the event that problems or misunderstandings arise. In real estate, license holders most often secure agency relationships with sellers via written listing agreements. The written document is evidence that the agency relationship exists, and provides the agent with express authority. Express authority also comes from the specific oral instructions given to the agent by the principal. An implied agency relationship is created by the behavior of the parties. If a license holder behaves in a manner that makes a party reasonably believe that he or she is being represented, an implied agency relationship may have been created. For example, a buyer is an unrepresented buyer until he or she enters into an agency relationship with a broker. If the license holder begins negotiating on behalf of the buyer may be led to assume that he is being represented by the license holder. License holders should always refrain from providing client services to any party to a transaction prior to entering into an agency agreement.